Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey chickens, we're getting some reactions to various episodes that have gone by, including some of Matt's missive, which I know Matt only listens to the episode his missive is in, so he's missed everything else we've said about it. That's not true. I've got a bit of housekeeping stemming from episodes past. First of all, this technically comes out of Matt's missive. There was Matt mentioned the Paternoster gang being Madame Vastra, Jenny, and Strax not getting a spin-off. And I was like, I did not realize one was in the works. There is a spin-off at Big Finish, obviously, but it's, you know, it's audio. You don't get to see their fun little masks. And they are fun masks. But yeah, so Stephen Moffat, apparently there were talks about it, but he didn't want to dilute the power of Doctor Who. His opinion is that it would be good for it not to be on air for a while. That's his opinion. I would rather it's on all the time. but he was also writing Sherlock and just didn't think he had the capacity to do another series on top of it. I wonder if they would have kept making the Sarah Jane Adventures into, you know, if lovely Elizabeth Sladen hadn't passed away. I wonder if that would have kept going under Moffat or, you know, would have kind of petered out. Who knows? Because, you know, Torchwood kind of got wrapped up and then went over to America. Like, it was a whole thing. That's an interesting thing to know. Apparently, he told, the Big Finish magazine, The Vortex, it's called, I think. He told them that when they were doing the Paternoster Gang spin-off series. So I found that interesting. Another thing, in the last episode, I mentioned Squally had said that we were up to the arachnids in the UK. And I was like, I wonder where we are up to now. So I did a little bit of digging on that as well. And you will not believe this. According to the Wikipedia, which is not the most reliable source, I will say, because we refuse to use it at hard quiz. Like, we use it as a springboard to other things, but the actual Wikipedia itself can be wildly inaccurate because just anyone can type in there. And if no one notices something bad is in there, then it stays there for a long time. But according to the Wikipedia, and I think this is going off the official website episode guide, as of the 25th of December 2023, which would be the most recent episode before this next one comes up in May, there have been 875 episodes of Doctor Who, And would you believe this is theory 875. We are matched. I should stop now. I should stop until until we get to May. I'm not going to. Because I have too much fun. You guys are too much fun. I also like, I know some people go off on like a little Doctor Who sabbatical in between series and are probably not even listening to this and then trying to catch up all in one glut before the show comes on. And I'm sorry that there's so much just blathering on about Birmingham amongst other things. Imagine if instead of Sheffield, like the doctor went to Birmingham. Speaking of Birmingham, oh my God, how is there so much Birmingham in my life now? I'm very excited about, I'm going to delve into the season 15 box set, the classic series season 15. It's very confusing about what season is what. Like I love in The Guardian that they just keep going, like the show. You know, they call season one the Christopher Eccleston season, like season 27. And they just keep barreling on like that. So I don't know. I guess they're going to just keep doing that with the Shooty Gatwa one, which is now season one of Who Dis, as we know. But yeah, series 15, the Tom Baker series, the first series of Graham Williams taking over as producer with Robert Holmes continuing on as script editor. They were the showrunners of the day. That has just landed in my lap, turned up in my letterbox yesterday. So I'm very excited about that. But the first cab off the rank on that box set is The Horror of Fang Rock. And there's like new special effects on it, on the Blu-ray. And it was filmed in Birmingham, believe it or not, because there were too many shows being made at BBC Television Centre in London, which is where they normally would make Doctor Who. So this particular series got shunted off to Pebble Mill, as the BBC Birmingham studios are known as. So that's going to be some fun. So I'll do that next. That will be my next exciting adventure into watching ye oldie Doctor Who, because I love Tom Baker. It's a Leela one. I always loved Horror of Fang Rock. Like, it's one of my favourite stories. Like, the book was great and atmospheric. It's written by Terence Dix, who is, you know, one of the greatest Doctor Who writers. Like, he wrote a billion of those novelizations. And it was done in a hurry as well, which is fun. So all of that will be exciting to get into. Yeah, it's, you know, Birmingham, Birmingham respect. So I do have a message here. I know this is such a roundabout way. Oh, one more thing. I'm never going to get around to any of this actual podcast. One of our listeners, the delightful Troy Hunter, who is also a longtime friend of mine. I've known him for quite a few years and we've had many a long night watching a new episode of Doctor Who and then just talking about it for like 6 hours. But now that we live in different cities, I have to abuse your ears with my incessant ramblings instead of Troy and I having conversations. We do still have conversations, but lovely Troy has a book out called Gus and the Missing Boy. It's a YA novel about a true crime buff called Gus. And look, I don't want to go too much into it. I've not read it yet. So I don't like to read blurbs of books too much, because like then I read the book and I'm like, you told me everything on the cover. I don't know why they do that now, but it's a thing. But yes, I'm very much looking forward to reading Troy's book. But if you're looking for something to plow into, Gus and the Missing Boy by Troy Hunter is currently out in bookshops, and I highly recommend you go and grab a copy. It's published by Wakefield Press. You can find it at all good bookshops and possibly some of the disreputable ones. That's what I used to say when I was publicising the Hard Quiz book of the world's hardest asses, because we were, you know, designed to be sold in like Kmart and Big W, and they were the not good bookshops. I shouldn't say that out loud. They'll hear about it. But, you know, they're not bookshops. They're, you know, they sell treadmills and basketballs and clothes and televisions and Barbies. Whereas bookshops tend to just sell books. A good bookshop. I mean, they might have some stationery and maybe a jigsaw puzzle. Anyway, so yes, grab a copy of Gus and the Missing Boy by Troy Hunter if you get a chance. Maybe we can have like a book club episode where we all talk about how we feel about Troy's work. And is there anything Who in it? Because he's a Who fan. We're going to dig into it and find, you know, there might be a Who message. Anyway, I'm kind of excited about that now. All right, we've got a message from Tans, who has responded to the Matt's missive, and he said, "You got to the name of the Doctor episode of Matt's missive sooner than I anticipated. I'd meant to post about this before you went on air." No, it doesn't matter. Like, there's no on air, before air, after air. Like, it's just, it's all out in the ether. People listen in the order they want to listen to, Tans, and someone might be listening to like 12 episodes in a day and get around to your message and be like, "Oh, I just listened to the name of the Doctor an hour ago." Anyway, we'll get into Tans's message in the next episode because the music started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.